Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing with the third parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav and Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin. We discussed in the previous Mishnah that once Maaser Sheni produce enters Yerushalayim, it cannot be redeemed for money, rather it must be eaten there in Yerushalayim. Our Mishnah now in Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav is going to discuss what happens when produce from which Maaser Sheni was not yet separated is brought in to Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, Peros Shenigmara Melachton. You have fruits where they're completely processed, and therefore the obligation of separating Trumas and Maasers has set in. The Avru Besoch Yerushalayim, they passed through Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, Yachzor Maaser Sheni Shelahen Ve'yeochal B'Yerushalayim. Everyone agrees that you got to take the Maaser Sheni, you got to bring it back to Yerushalayim, and you got to eat it there. That just like in any case where Maaser Sheni fruit or produce are brought to Yerushalayim and must stay in Yerushalayim. Here too, even though the Maaser Sheni was mixed up with the regular food, the Maaser Sheni was not yet separated, you still need to bring the Maaser Sheni back to Yerushalayim according to everyone, at least according to the first part of our Mishnah. However, says the Mishnah, v'shelon nigmara malachton, if you have produce which has not yet been fully processed, therefore the obligation of separating trumos and maestros has not yet set in. Maaser Sheni has not yet been obligated to be separated. Sali anavim legas, you still got to bring the baskets of grapes to the wine press. V'sali te'enim lemukta, and you got to still bring the baskets of figs to the drying area again to fully process the produce. And there is a machlokes. Do you have to bring the produce back to Yerushalayim or not? Again, the obligation of Maaser Sheni has not yet set in. So once it does set in, do you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim once it already passed through Yerushalayim? Says the Mishnah, Beishamai Or Beishamai says, Yachzor Maaser Sheni Shelahem Ve'yeocha B'Yerushalayim. You got to bring the Maaser Sheni produce back to Yerushalayim. You got to eat it there. Once it passes through, according to Beishamai, the obligation to keep it there, to eat it there, stands in. You can't redeem it outside of Yerushalayim at that point, even though when it came through, it was not yet processed, and therefore the obligation had not yet set in. Ubeis Hillel, Omrim Beis Hillel says, Yipodev ve'ochel b'chol makom. No, you can redeem it and eat it in any place, not a problem, because according to Beis Hillel, the fact that it wasn't, the produce wasn't processed, the obligation didn't set in, therefore the obligation of eating the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim didn't set in, and you can redeem it elsewhere, even though it initially was in Yerushalayim at that point. You didn't need to separate it, and therefore you can eat it and redeem it anywhere. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, Mishom Rabbi Yossi, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Lo nechluku beshamiu beis Hillel, beshamiu beis Hillel, do not argue al peiros shelo nigmar malachtan. In a situation, like we said previously, where the fruits were not processed, and therefore the obligation of separating the Maaser Sheni has not yet set in, and has not begun, because everyone agrees, says Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Sheyipada Maaser Sheni shalahem via, that if the produce has not been fully processed, the obligation is not yet set in, and therefore, once it comes to Yerushalayim, you can eat it anywhere. You can redeem it. You can redeem the Maaser Sheni and eat it any place. You don't have to only eat it in Yerushalayim. You don't have to bring it back to Yerushalayim, because at that point, the malacha, the processing of the produce, had not been complete, and therefore, the obligation of Maaser had not begun. The Alma Nechleku, but says Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, when do Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree? Al peiros shenigmara malachtan, in a situation where you have produce that are fully processed, they have the grapes did go to the wine press, the figs did go to the drying area, and so on and so forth. In that case, you didn't separate the Maaser Sheni, but it's certainly there mixed in with the rest of the produce. That's the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. She Beis Shammai own Beis Shammai says, Yachzor Maaser Sheni shelahem v'yoyachol b'Yerushalayim. In that case, you must bring the Maaser Sheni immediately back to Yerushalayim and eat it there. The Maaser Sheni wasn't separated, but according to Beis Shammai, you still have to bring it back there because it was included in the fruits that entered Yerushalayim. Ubeis Hillel, Omrim Beis Hillel says, Yipodev ve'achal b'chal makom. No, you can redeem them, and then once you redeem them, then you can eat them anywhere and bring those coins to Yerushalayim. That works because according to Beis Hillel, the fact that they weren't yet separated means that that you don't have to keep bring them back to Yerushalayim, and you could therefore redeem them with coins, and then bring those coins to Yerushalayim and eat them anywhere. Mishnah concludes by saying, "V'hademai nichnas v'yotzei v'nifta." But even according to Beis Shammai, according to both opinions, if the Maaser Sheni is Maaser Sheni of demai, which again, like we discussed previously, is Maaser Sheni where it was by an amaret and it's unclear was it separated or not, and demai really the obligation of Maaser Sheni of demai is only midrabbanan. Therefore, let me say that even according to Beis Shammai, that if you have demai Maaser Sheni that was mixed in and brought with regular produce and brought to Yerushalayim, you would not have to bring that immediately back to Yerushalayim, and you would be allowed to redeem it, and you could eat it then outside of Yerushalayim. Continuing now with Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. As we discussed previously, Maaser Sheni produce can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Maaser Sheni produce can only be redeemed on coins outside of Yerushalayim, because again, once the produce comes into Yerushalayim, then you have to eat it there. So now we're going to discuss exactly what the boundary is of Yerushalayim. It says the Mishnah, Ilan Shehu Omeid Bifnim V'notelachot. If you have a tree that's standing outside of Yerushalayim, but its branches are leaning into, it's standing in Yerushalayim, and its branches are leaning outside of Yerushalayim. Omeid Bechut V'notelivnim. Or the opposite is true, where the tree is standing outside of Yerushalayim, and the branches are leaning inside Yerushalayim. It says the Mishnah, Mikneged Hachoma V'lifnim Kilifnim. You go by the walls of Yerushalayim from the innermost wall and inward, that is considered to be like part of Yerushalayim itself, and therefore once produce goes there, you have to eat it if it's produce, and you can't redeem anything there as well. And from the thickness of Yerushalayim, of the wall out and then outward, that's considered outside of Yerushalayim, and therefore you can't eat Maaser Sheni there, and you can redeem Maaser Sheni there. That's really the border of where it's inside Yerushalayim versus outside of Yerushalayim for the purpose of Maaser Sheni. Continuing in the Mishnah, Batei Habadim Shepischeihin Lefnim V'Chalalan Lachutz. If you have these olive presses, where the entrances of the olive press were built into the walls of Yerushalayim, and they were really on the inner part of Yerushalayim, v'chalon lachot, and the inner area, where you walk around and so on, is outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. Or the opposite, shepischein lachot v'chalon lifnim, or the olive press where the entrances are outside of Yerushalayim, and the inner part where you walk around is inside Yerushalayim. So the machlokes, what's the status of that olive press? Can you eat Maaser Sheni there or not? Can you redeem Maaser Sheni there or not? Beis Shammai says, Hakol Kilifnim. It's considered completely Kilifnim. It's considered completely like part of Yerushalayim itself, because it's in the wall of Yerushalayim, and therefore it has the status of Yerushalayim, and therefore you can only eat Maaser Sheni there, but you can't redeem Maaser Sheni there. Ubeis Hill Om. Beis Hill says no. Mikinaga Nachoma Vilafnim Kilafnim. Mikinaga Nachoma Vilachutz Kalachutz. Beis Hill disagrees and says no. The same principle that we said in the beginning of the Mishnah. It's all about where it is in relation to the wall of Yerushalayim, from the thickness of the wall and inside it, inside of Yerushalayim, from the thickness of the wall and outside it, outside of Yerushalayim. And that's where you have to measure these olive presses to decide, is it part of Yerushalayim or not? Quick review. Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav taught us, was really discussing a situation where you have fruits, and initially taught us that if you have fruits where that are completely processed and you bring them to Yerushalayim, so everyone agrees that you have to then take the Maaser Sheni back, once you separate the Maaser Sheni, and you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim and eat it there. The Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, initially, according to the Yerusha, the first part of the Mishnah, was only in a situation where the produce was not fully processed, therefore the obligation of Maaser Sheni had not yet set in. In which case, Beis Shammai said that even though the obligation didn't set in because the produce isn't fully processed, you still have to bring the Maaser Sheni back to Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel says, no, because it wasn't fully processed, you could therefore redeem it still outside of Yerushalayim and eat them wherever you want and bring the coins to Yerushalayim. So that was according to the first part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees with that first part of the Mishnah and says, no, that really, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that if it's a situation where the produce were not fully processed, then you can redeem them and eat them anywhere. Once you bring the coins to Yerushalayim, that's fine. The Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, is in a situation where the fruits were fully processed but not yet separated from the crops. In which case, Beis Shammai says that once you bring the produce, and even if the Ma'aser Sheni was mixed in and not yet separated, you still got to bring it to Yerushalayim immediately. And Beis Hillel says no, that because it wasn't separated at that point and it was mixed in with the rest of the fruits, you can redeem it and then eat the crops anywhere. But then we said that even according to Beis Shammai, if it's a Ma'aser Sheni of Demai, which is only Ma'aser Sheni Midrabanan to begin with, you can bring that anywhere and redeem it, and you wouldn't have to bring it back to Yerushalayim. And then Perakil Mishnah Zayin taught us the border of Yerushalayim for the purposes of where you can eat it and where you can't redeem it. And outside of that point, you can't eat it, but you can redeem it. So we said that it's all about the wall of Yerushalayim, the thickness of the wall, and outer and further out is considered outside of Yerushalayim. The thickness of the wall and inner is considered part of Yerushalayim. That's where the measurement for where you can eat if you're inside and where you can redeem if you're outside of Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah concluded with the machlokas regarding the olive press, where the entrances are built into the walls of Yerushalayim itself. So the question is it considered part of Yerushalayim or not? So according to Beis Shammai, it's all considered part of Yerushalayim, and therefore you can eat Ma'aser Sheni there, but you cannot redeem Ma'aser Sheni there. And Beis Hillel was of the opinion, no, that it's all about the thickness of the wall. Like we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, the thickness of the wall and inside is considered part of Yerushalayim, and outside is outside of Yerushalayim. Have a great day.